Welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com, and you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Colmar. Like I said, it's 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my subject tonight is following your desires, whatever they may be, but just following them. But before I start that, I'd like to mention that there is also a chat room available, and real simple to get there. Just go to 1-2radio.com, click on chat, and it's through Facebook, just know that. And that's how you get to the chat room. Also, I am a 1-2 Listen advisor on 1-2listen.com, a psychic and a medium, as my listeners know already. But I am available throughout the week on 1-2listen.com for readings and other things. So just know that. And also, I would like you to check out my website. It's called remoteenergytherapy.com, or you could go to jimcomar.com. Check me out, and just check me out. Check out my website, and you could discover more of what I do. And let's start this subject matter tonight, and that is following your desires. What are your desires? What are my desires? Well, you could say, can they change? Yeah, they can, but do they really change? Maybe as you evolve, they change. You might have the same desire as you did, like, say, 5 years ago, but maybe you think about it differently because you have changed. You have evolved. You have elevated yourself. And what desires do you have to follow in your life? That's the question. What desires do you have to follow in your life? And as your desires come and go throughout your life, does your desires go away? And I think the desires will stay there unless you have fulfilled that desire. In other words, you have done something about it. And what I mean by done something about it, actually made it happen. That creative aspect of yours manifested that particular desire. So until you manifest the desire, I believe that desire is always going to be there. And until you have a strong inkling to do something about it, it's just going to be on the back of your mind or the front of your mind, depending on how strong that desire or desires are, for that matter. And you could say you put them on the back shelf for now, but are these desires, do you know that these desires, here's a far out statement right here. Do you believe that you come with your desires? In other words, at birth, you know your desires. Is that a karmic thing? Is that a soul thing? And the question is, when you leave this body behind at death, do your desires go with you? And I believe that these desires, until you follow through with whatever is you need to create that desire, whatever that desire is, it could be the perfect relationship. It could be a new car. It could be a beautiful home. So you could go home and relax. It's your house, no one else's. So these desires that are inside of us, all of us, needs to be taken care of. Follow through, a follow through. And until you do anything about it, they're only an expression of your dreams, of your wishes, of your whatever it is. And the question is, if you have a particular desire, let's say it's a strong desire, it's driving you and you've done nothing about it, it can be very unsettling. And what I mean by unsettling is you might think about it, but you do nothing. But you do nothing about it. But if you think about it and you start taking action, how is that going to change your life? By you following through on something that you've thought about for the past 10 years, that you thought about for the past 6 months, that you thought about for your entire life up to this point. By expressing that desire, does that mean there's going to be more coming up? Probably, but there's probably more anyway, but this desire is always in the front burner. It's always there and you're always thinking about it. And you might get angry with yourself because you're not doing anything about it. You're just thinking about it. And as long as you think about it, it's static. It never changes. Do you ever change? Of course you do. But as you evolve and the desires that drive you to do what you do, and you start following through with a desire or desires, how is that going to change your life? And the question is, once you follow through with a desire and you're successful with that wish, desire, is that going to change your life? Of course it is. Of course it is. It's going to make you more, you could say, as you express who you are, you evolve. And if you don't express who you are, well, you stay static. And desires are something that drives us to get to maybe this desire to go to Europe and spend 6 months in Europe, traveling around Europe. Maybe that's a desire you've had all your life. Well, until you do it, until it's done, until you're there enjoying talking to people, it's just a wish. It's just a dream. So question is, if you were to follow through with a particular desire that's been bothering you, that's been bugging you, and you've done nothing about it for the past 2 years, let's say, or 5 years, are you going to feel more peaceful? Of course you are. Because as you express desires, I believe that you have the ability to grow and you have the ability to actually uncover more of who you are. You could say the quiet side of you, the loud side of you, all sides of you for that matter. And as you manifest this particular desire and it's actually created in our world, let's say it's an invention and all of a sudden it's out there and it's out there in the public and all of a sudden it's a wildly popular. Your desire, your idea that you manifested, all of a sudden 10 million people want what you have, what you created for yourself and for the people around you. They're willing to pay you $100, $1,000, $10,000. It doesn't matter because they want what you created. So that's one thing about desires. Until you start creating your desires, you never know the end result. You can fantasize. You can create illusions, delusions about how it's going to be. But until you actually do it, and do it with style, do it the way you want to do it with strength, it's just static. Nothing ever changes. Maybe it makes you unhappy because you think about it, but you're not doing anything about it. The question is, if you were to do something about it, wouldn't that be exciting for you? At least you can get that, you could say, off your list of things that you need to have done for yourself or fulfillment of this dream, of this desire, of this idea that you have. And maybe your idea is revolutionary. Maybe it's so original that when you put it out there, all of a sudden, people can't get enough of what you created there. And that's one thing about desires, like I said a few minutes ago, until you put it out there, you never know the end result. And the end result is joy, happiness, most of the time. You might have unsettling times as you're expressing or trying to create it outside the world, frustrating times, but once it's out there and it becomes successful, then you are successful. And that desire is, you could say, off that list. And maybe that desire will make you wealthy for the rest of your life. Or maybe that desire will make you happy for the rest of your life. You don't know until you do it. And Liliana, my desire is to travel around the world and to learn about other cultures. That's a great desire because when you go to other cultures, other countries, you learn a lot about yourself. I've been different places on this globe, and every time I leave my country, I start learning a whole lot about who I am, that I am okay. It's okay. It's going to be okay. And I'm going to be okay because I'm learning all sorts of wonderful things, new things. And that's a great desire, Liliana. Travel around the world and learn about other cultures. And that's the great thing about traveling. When you go to a place that is different from your home, then you start learning all different new things. You see the world differently, and your eyes, it's like eyes wide open. It's almost like a baby. You become part of that process. And as you become part of that process, you start learning new things. Maybe you learn a new language, and maybe you create all new friendships that you would have never had if you haven't, like Liliana here, to travel the world. And so let's get back to a desire that's been on your mind for a number of years. Isn't it time to express and to be expansive about that desire? And as you express, you are creating expansion. And as you express more, that you could say that expansive growth becomes even stronger with inside of you. And then before you know it, it's out there in the world. Whatever that idea, that desire, that thing that was you had to do. And then suddenly your idea takes off. And then suddenly your idea becomes so popular you can't make enough of what that idea was. Because everybody wants it. You see, that's one thing about desires. Until you put it out there, you don't know if it's one person going to want it or 10 million people are going to want what you have created for yourself. And it's also you. As you express your desire, changes can occur very quickly. And what I mean by changes occurring very quickly inside of you is, does your desire express a loving, creative side of you? Remember, desires are an expression, you could say, of the infinite and that perfect freedom that is inside of you. Let me repeat that. Your desires are desire, depending on if it's one or more, doesn't matter, are an expression of the infinite and the infinite about you and the infinite that you can dive into and that perfect freedom that lies inside of you. Are you ready to dabble in the infinite? Are you ready to see that, you say, that personal freedom be expressed outside of you? And when you express your desire to the world, that idea to the world, you are in perfect alignment with your divine self. I really believe that, because that if it's really needs to be out there and you haven't done anything with it and you still think about it, once you express that outwardly or do what's necessary to create that idea out into the world, you are in just perfect alignment with your divine self. You could God, the creator, has come through you and has maybe shown you the way, maybe gave you a little kick in the butt there to get you going, to dive into your personal, that personal freedom aspect of yours, to show that you are capable. Maybe you're showing yourself that you are capable of creating something besides the mundane that you do every day. Now, isn't that exciting? As you express it, you're expressing something out of the ordinary. And as you express something out of the ordinary, the next thing that happens is other ideas might be coming through. Our offshoots of that idea might be more expansive. So as you express a desire or an idea, you are tapping into something greater than yourself. You're tapping into yourself and you're allowing yourself to be who you really came here to be. And as you express this particular desire or idea, you're transcending. You're a transcender. In other words, you're changing what limitations you're putting on yourself, because you're jumping out of the box here. Maybe it's easy to stick to your 9-to-5 job and do this and do that because it's safe. But as you express this idea or this desire, you're a transcender. you're changing. You're letting go of the limitations. You're going into an unlimited aspect of yourself. You're going into the God consciousness of yourself. You're going into your self-conscious state. And what I mean by the self-conscious state, that deep, you could say that intuitive aspect of who you are, that deep intellectual aspect of who you are, and that deep emotional aspect of who you are. And your desires can open you up in ways you can't even imagine until you start doing it. Because as you express that idea, that desire to the world, you're expressing that creative side of you. You're expressing the intelligence side of you. You're expressing the intuitive side of you. You're expressing all of you. And as you create, you are changing and moving forward in your life. Maybe up to this point, you're one of these people that don't like to take chances because it's too scary or I might fail. Okay, well, shoot. A lot of successful people, before they became successful, had many failures. Edison, who invented the light bulb, it took him 2,000 times to come up with the right light bulb, you could say the right ideas, the right technology, to make the light bulb work. Now, are you willing to try it 2,000 times to make your dream, your desire, your idea work? Well, sometimes it does take that, but most of the time it doesn't. Unless it's a new frontier, maybe it's a technological frontier, such as Edison creating a light bulb, which changed our world. Now we can turn on the light in our homes at night when it's pitch black dark, and we can see, we can read, we can see each other as we talk to each other. So your desires are an expression of who you are and what you may become and what you're willing to become. What are you willing to become? Are you willing to take some chances? Let's go with this idea. Before wealthy people became wealthy, they started with a desire or an idea. Are you willing to start with that desire or an idea as they did, and their ideas changed the world? And your desire, your wish, your desire, your dream that you're going to put out in the world, it's an expression of your energy. Energy, you could say, your energy to the world. And what I mean by energy, ideas, thoughts, are energetic patterns. And this energy is an expression of your desire. With the expression of your desire, is there no beginning, no end? Well, sometimes that's true. Because once you start expressing a particular idea that's been on your mind for the past whatever years, you can see the unlimited nature of this idea. And you're finally getting off your butt because you're going to take this chance and you're going to see what happens. And you're willing to take this chance because you know if it works, it can change your life. It can change your life financially, let's say. It can change your life emotionally. It can change your intuitive aspect of who you are. Remember, you're infinite, you're eternal. When you start identifying with your true nature, and I believe that you expressing your idea or desire is that identifying with your true nature, that infinite side of you, that internal aspect of who you are. As you express, you are changing your world and you're changing the world around you. But I have a break coming up, and I'll be back in 5 minutes, and I just want to say two things to you. Remember, despite what's going on around you or inside of you, peace and love, that's all there is. Be back in 5.
This is Christina LaFrance, and I'm so glad you tuned into 12radio.com. I am loving this show.
You're listening to 12 Radio, and 12 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing, and a 12 Listen Advisor. I know the world is a crazy place these days, but don't let these people take your power away. It's time to go inside and empower yourself, where you create and express your inner world of peace and love. It's time to create a strong sense of yourself, where these events and situations no longer control who you are. You are in charge of yourself and always will be in charge. Call upon God, the angels, your spirit guides, to heal your fears. Let your light shine. Let your light shine brilliantly. Peace and love to all. That's all there is. And peace and love is who you are.
A TBS or time-based session is a pre-purchase reading created for those of you who would like to reserve a block of time with a 12Listen advisor and not have to worry about being interrupted. It's also a great way to budget your time and resources. What you spend is all you will spend. Best of all, you can purchase a TBS now, and it will automatically activate only when you call that particular advisor, and it doesn't matter if it's on the day you bought it, in a month, or even a year. You can find all TBSs on the front page of 12listen.com or on each advisor's bio page. Time-based sessions, all the talk with no interruptions, exclusively on 12listen.com.
Hola, this is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen, where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Hi, this is Carolyn at 12Listen, here to give you a message of hope. In life, there are choices every day. Sometimes worries may get in the way. You'll find if you pick hope when given a choice, you'll be happier with more reason to rejoice. There will always be sadness and anger and plain strange. It's up to you to share your joy and raise the world energy for change. If you need an extra boost, give 12Listen a shout out. We're light lifters helping light lifters when there are feelings of doubt. Maybe your plan is to fill your energy, dance with the wild and free, and you'd like to look at some suggestions to seek those waves of glee. Perhaps you'd like to figure out a way to reroute a part of your world to improve your footing and feel less twirled. You're most likely always thinking of how to self-improve, finding ways to fly and dance, and with an even better groove. I'm Carolyn on 12Listen, a light lifter from my heart. I choose happy because it's simply smart. I look forward to talking with you very, very soon.
The Psychic Sisters are in the house, yo! Rhonda, Katie, Christy, Kara.
Paula!
We'll give you a reading so good it'll cure ya.
That's right.
We'll balance your chakras, talk to your dead grandma, and if you want us to, we'll talk to your pet.
Wait a minute. That didn't rhyme.
It's true. We're not really good rappers, but we are really good psychics.
Join the Psychic Sisters on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you laugh with the world.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio, and 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am Jim Colmar, your host, and you're on 12radio.com, 12radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my subject tonight, my topic is following your desires, following that idea that's been bothering you. And on the chat page, there's a question, how can I manifest my desires? And her desires was to travel the world, learn about other cultures. Well, I would recommend that you create a map of where you want to go, start from home, and, you know, you're going around the globe here that, the equator, I think is 28,000 miles or 27,000 miles. Say you're following the equator. Is that your desire? You know, is that your trip? So I would say, you know, figure out where you want to go and then figure out, what the cost of this and then figure out how you're going to do it. How can you save money and how can I make extra money? If you only make enough to support yourself, maybe you need to start thinking more expansively so you can put aside like a couple hundred dollars a month. And before you know it, in 2 years or less, or a year, you have everything you need. And then you put aside your job for 6 months or 2 months or whatever it is, and then you just go do it. But something like that, you know, her desire was to travel the world and to learn about other cultures, that takes some planning and that takes money and that takes a great ideas that you have and how you're going to create that. But I would say just go follow a path where you want to go and just figure out, you know, approximate cost of living if you spend 2 weeks in a particular city, let's say Stockholm, Sweden. Is that an expensive place to be? Probably it is. So you figure it out how much you're going to need. But, you know, desires, ideas, these ideas that you have that you want to follow through with, they're there. And it does take planning. It really does take planning. I hope that answered your question, Liliana. And Portia, thank you for that, for your comment. She likes the topic that I'm talking about. So I'm just going to get back to that. Following your desires. I'm going to start with this. Before the break, I said, your desires are an expression of your energetic personality and that is the energy, your energetic personality is being expressed outwardly to the world. And also this energy is expressing your desire. Besides the desire being energetic, the energy is an expression of that true desire. And like I said, there's no beginning, no end to this energy. And there's no beginning or no end to this idea. Like the example of Liliana wants to travel the world. Well, maybe she'll do it once and she'll do it again. Maybe 2 years later, because she had such a great time. She met such great people and learned about herself and learned about all sorts of fascinating individuals. And that's one thing about this world, Liliana. As I've traveled to different cultures, it's like you really learn about who you are, because sometimes it's an internal thing, and sometimes you don't know the language, but you still have to be with them, and you still have to be where you're at, despite you not communicating well. But when you start communicating, you know, language is just one way of communicating. And so as you express your desire, your idea, whether it's traveling, whether it's an invention, whether it's love, whether it's anything for that matter, you're changing your world. So that desire's change is changing everything inside of you. It's this energy you're bringing forth with this, you could say this large creative force of you out into the world. The energy that you're bringing forth is this creative force that you're bringing out into the world. And maybe your desire has never been expressed out to the planet, this beautiful planet of ours. Maybe your desires gives you that infinite choice of freedom. And maybe as you express freely and with pride and with a big smile on your face, I like that. It's good to have a big smile on one's face. And it's good to have, you could say, that on your face, that beautiful smile. So tap in that infinite well within, that dwells inside of you. Let that desire be expressed. Whatever that idea is, whatever that dream is, whatever that wish is. Everything that is created in this world is the effect of a desire of an individual, their desire to bring it out to the world. Let's go back to Edison, who invented the light bulb. Like I said, it took him 2,000 times before he found one that worked. Are you willing to try 2,000 times on your idea before it can work? And sometimes that's true, but it's not always true. But just know that. Sometimes, a lot of times, expressing your ideas and desires takes work, takes time. And another thing is, if you're going to have a desire or a dream or a wish to be expressed, it's better to go on the positive side. Something that's going to change the world, for the good. And by you dipping into the more positive aspect of who you are, and when you express this desire, you're letting go of fear at the same time. And because of this, you're expressing outwardly to the world that is positive, that is life changing, that may be world changing, you're the master of your own needs here. And what I mean by that is, as you express positive things, and all the fear goes away because they are positive, because they are joyful, because they are loving, or whatever it is. You are starting to master yourself. You are becoming the master of yourself. You're no longer the master of others. I believe that we came here to master ourselves. We don't have to be part of the herd. There's a lot of people that are part of the herd. Are you ready to walk a different path? Walk a different step? And by you becoming the master of yourself, and you becoming, you're mastering something that you've never thought that could ever happen, you are actually changing the internal fortitude of who you are. You're seeing something of yourself that maybe you never thought you had, and it's making you stronger. It's evolving you. It's changing you. It's creating a whole new aspect of yourself that you never thought was there, maybe. And because of that, guess what? Whatever that desire, that dream, that wish is, it's for you to have, and it's for you to give the world. Bring beautiful gifts to this world. This world needs beautiful gifts. I mean, you could say it's a mess right now. Has it always been a mess? Probably. But now there's more media around, so you know about it more. You know about it seconds after it happened. 20, 30, 50 years ago, it took time. So people weren't, you could say, not as aware as they are today. And so as you start expressing a desire or a wish. You could say you're letting go of control. You're letting go of the fear that you're going to fail. You're going to fall on your face and it's going to hurt. It's not going to be good. And you start mastering yourself and you start mastering the love within inside of you. And I believe it's just when I say love inside of you, that's bringing out all the goodness inside of you. And when you start mastering all that goodness as you express it outwardly to the world, you're expressing from a deep place outward. And when you come from a deep place into the world outside of you, that's when things change. That's when things can change in an instant moment. Whether it's an invention, whether it's an idea, or whether it's like Liliana here who says, I want to travel the world and learn about different cultures. She's changing the world. When she does this, and Liliana, you will be doing this, by the way, when she does this, she's going to change the world because her world is going to be changed and it's never going to be the same. Her viewpoint of the world will never be the same. So therefore, her evolution is just going to be more expansive. And maybe she'll actually start enjoying things before that she never did because she's seeing a side of herself that she never allowed to see or never experienced before. And you know, desire is like energy that moves through the stem of a rose. So think about that. The stem of a rose, and then all of a sudden you have a rosebud, and then the rose blooms, and you got this beautiful flower. And that's, you could think of your desire as that rose before it blooms. And then you express it to the world, and it's a beautiful thing, the scent of a rose, the pretty colors, whatever it is, that rose ignites something inside of you. You could say that rose is that inner beauty you expressing outwardly. Allow those petals to radiate. You could say with great clarity, with great color, with great unlimited nature of who you are. And the thing is, when you block, you could say, the flow of your desires, guess what? That rose cannot bloom. It just sits there. It stays stagnant. It's just a green stem with a bud that's not going to open. It's almost like, okay, so the rose was ready to bloom, but a frost or a freeze came and it froze that bud. So think of your desire as you don't express that wish, that desire, that dream, whatever that is, you become stagnant. You become stale. You become bored. You become unhappy. But then you start expressing that idea, that desire. Then your world changes. Like I said, sometimes in seconds, when you start expressing, everything changes. That your desire. And let's say your example, you're going through a healing crisis. And healing requires, you could say, wellness to feel. You could say the wellness to feel a desire. So the desire for a healing crisis is your wellness. So my desire is my wellness. To see it as good, to see it as holy, to see it as you are one with that desire and you are one with the physical body that you occupy in this world, in this present time. And then when you're in that state, guess what? You're in charge. You're in control. And all of a sudden you're healed and you healed yourself and you went to a doctor like 2 weeks ago, and they said, well, you don't have much of a chance to do anything. And then you come back 2 weeks later, and he goes, or she, he or she, it doesn't matter. The doctor will say, wow, what happened? It's gone. Do you have to say to the doctor what you did? No, you don't have to tell anybody. That desire, the example I'm giving you, your desire was for wellness because you were sick or you were not feeling good or whatever it was. And like I said, you see it. Your desire, that creative aspect of you that wish, that dream, as good, as holy, as something that's gonna kick ass here, that's gonna make a difference for you and everybody. And know that your desire is good. That's really important. Know that that idea of yours is gonna make a difference. And it's gonna make the world a better place. And if everyone had that opinion to make the world a better place, guess what? The world would be a better place. All 7 billion of us. Not in fear, not cowering to religious extremists, not doing this, not doing that, not saying horrible things to yourself, but saying beautiful things to yourself, that you are worthy of creating that desire, that wish, that idea. And so you could say, well, I've been stuck because I've been in fear that I can't do my desire because I don't have the money, or I don't have the intellect to create this idea. Well, one thing about ideas and desires, talk to other people. Bring someone in to help you in your process. And sometimes that changes everything. Maybe you bring in a partner with you and you say, I have this great idea, and he or she will go, oh, I love it. Let's do this. I'm ready. So what you could say the energy of yourself and the energy of this new partner, this partnership that you created between you and them, and now your desire is out there in the world. Now all is well. Now that you could say that true love, that positive aspect of who you are. When I say true love, it's the positive nature of who you are being expressed outwardly. And one thing, if fear is coming into your desires, you're cutting off, you say you're cutting off that creative flow. If fear is coming in, you're crippling the way you express yourself. And when you are balanced, when you are in balance and there's no fear or very little fear, all of your creations, choices, relationships, whatever that desire is, life becomes easier. And you could say, life is easier, therefore, life is good. A good life is an easy life. A good life is not swimming against the current. A good life is floating down the river and you having the sun on your face. And another aspect of here you are throwing judgments on your ideas. And the fear, you know, when you throw a judgment on something of that idea, that desire, you're throwing fear into the mix. And so is that the illusion you really want to live? Is that what you want to be? That you can't do it otherwise? Well, believe me, I believe we are all capable of creating what we want and when we want it. When it's needed. And you have that. You have that. No matter what country you're from, it doesn't matter. You could say we're all human beings on this planet, and we all have to live in, or attempt to live in peace on this planet. It would be an easier place to be if we could do that. You could say every day you wake up is a good day. You have a good night's sleep. And you're breathing? What a beautiful thing. When you wake up in the morning, it's a great day. It's a good day to be alive. Plant your feet on your ground. Feel this beautiful earth under your feet. And ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want to express today? What desire or what idea that I've been thinking about for the past 50 years or the past 5 years or the past 5 months that's really bothering me, I need to express. What do I want? And how can I express it? Are you willing and ready to express? I believe if you can let go of the fear of you not getting what you want, because you think you're going to mess it up. Well, what if you don't mess it up? What if you, like, what if that idea becomes incredibly so successful, incredibly successful that more ideas are flowing through you? And that's the one thing. When you start expressing that creative side of you, that desire, that idea, more ideas are going to come through, because now you've taken the cork out of the bottle and you're pouring the liquid out. In this case, you're taking a cork out of the, you could say, what has been stopping you, what that emotion is, fear, judgment, whatever that is, and you're letting it flow. And guess what? Maybe the first cup that came out of that bottle when you took the cork off the bottle was just one creative idea, one desire. And just think what's left in that bottle. And think of that bottle as your state of mind. Think of that bottle as your creative consciousness. Think of that bottle as your brain, that beautiful organ that can do wonders for us, that can change our world. And another thing is, as you're starting to express that idea, that desire, see what emotions are coming up. But don't be too hard on yourself. Just, you could say, see what's coming up and respond accordingly. Is it an emotional response? Is it a physical response? Oh my God, I said something wrong. They're going to hate my idea and I feel ill in my stomach and I'm going to lose my cookies or whatever. Well, that's what I mean. Feel what you need to feel, but don't let it slow you down. You got to move through this. And as you take notice, you could say, the feelings you have associated with this dream, this idea, this desire, this is the energy of life. And the energy of life, we'll just call it desire. And when you ask yourself a question, when you ask yourself this question in particular, think that you are unlimited in nature. How can I express my desire? What do I have to do? What steps do I have to go? Step one, step two, step three, et cetera, et cetera. Well, think about yourself, the unlimited nature of yourself as you express your thoughts, the idea, your desire. Like I said, the energy of life is your desire. I call it desire. Are you willing to, like, open that, uncork that bottle, and feel wonderful and feel good that you're doing something that you've been thinking about for all these years and haven't done it? By you going into the unlimited nature of who you are, this allows you to get a lot more out of your life with your desire, with this idea. Because you're not putting, like I said, there's no end, there's no beginning to what your idea can bring to the world or what it can bring to you. And have you ever thought about, if I were to express, and the fear is they may not like it, they may hate me, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. Well, when you start thinking in these terms, you are thinking in the limited nature of yourself. You're going into the lower mind, the ego. Who cares what they think? Did that stop Edison from creating the light bulb? I'm sure he had his critics. Critics are a part of the world, you know? Because people, you know, they have to be critical in order to make themselves feel better. And maybe they're jealous because all of a sudden your idea, that desire, became wildly successful and you became a billionaire. Okay, beautiful. You're here to create. You're here to make a difference in the world. And it's just money. It's just money. And money can get you into a lot of places and travel the world. And you could say the beauty of this creative side of you, this expression of that creative side of you, and you allowing your desires to be expressed, will change your life. But My show is over, and I want to thank all the beautiful men and women listening around the globe. My producer, Ade, I want to thank him. He just told me there are listeners in Taiwan and Thailand. Thank you, listeners. I appreciate that. And wherever else you are on this planet, I appreciate you. Next show up is called Mole Mama with Diana Silva. It's a cooking show, but sometimes it's more than a cooking show, and I look at food as a it's just more than food. It's more than feeding yourself. There's also an emotional, a physical, and a you could say an intuitive aspect of food too. But I'd like to thank all the beautiful men and women out there listening to my show. And please check me out on jimcomar.com or remoteenergytherapy.com and check me out and you can find out more about me. And until next week, remember, despite what's going on inside of you or around you, and if you're bothered by them, don't let them bother you. Remember, peace and love, that's all there is. And if you can go to that aspect of who you are when you're expressing your desires, then your desire is expressed and your idea is out there. Until next week, peace and love. Take care. Talk to you next week. Bye.
I'm Kelly Whetstone of Empowerment, and you are listening to the live stream of consciousness here on 12radio.com. Come float along with us.
Thank you.